Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having seven kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls. Finish up that presentation or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. Listen to the podcast after 4 o'clock. We're on from 1 to 4 on the radio. After 4, John and Ken on demand, the podcast. You'll hear the whole show. What the hell's wrong with me? And you can listen.
You're just excited
to listen to what you missed. I'm excited because Steve Garvey is coming on the show.
Yeah, how about that?
And Steve Garvey
made it official. He wants to be a California U.S. senator.
He's going to run as a Republican, and the primary is in March. It's a top two primary. While there's three main Democratic candidates running, the Republican candidates are unknown. Steve Garvey, yeah. Extremely well known.
Obviously, a lot of name recognition there. Played many years for the Dodgers, went on to play for the Padres, National League MVP in 1974. And he obviously knows the state well, but this will be interesting. And you're right, name recognition is important these days to get people to sort of look up and go, oh, okay, that's a race I might vote for. So let's bring Steve Garvey on the show and talk about this.
Steve, welcome to the John and Ken Show. How are you?
Hey, guys. Great to be with you. You know, I always talk about the first day I came to California was September 1st of 1969. And I think September 2nd, I turned on the radio and heard KFI for the first time. So I've got a little tear in my eye today.
It was music back then, right?
Well, back then, they carried the Dodger games.
Yeah, yeah, that was the thing, you know. But, hey, thanks for having me on. And, you know, you talk about name recognition. You know, on that first day, I had a wonderful 20 years after that in the major leagues in L.A., San Diego, a few cold nights at Candlestick up in San Francisco and around the country. But, you know, I fell in love with this great state and, you know, suddenly realized all its wonderful virtues. And, you know, you start a family and then you start to build businesses. And, you know, I was fortunate to be successful and obviously get name recognition and people. You know, when you go out, you know, every night, and I say this, I didn't go out for Democrats or Republicans or independents. I went out for all the fans. And maybe that's why I'm running for all the people now. But, you know, it's a currency you gather over time when they, you know, I had a nice corner office at first base, nice and comfortable. But you go out and you you succeed and you fail, and but it's how you do it. And I think over the years, people watch me, my dedication, my passion for entertaining them, for playing the game the right way. People will come up and say, you know, we're so proud of you for not renegotiating, you know, when the money in the game started getting a little bigger. But I think that's one of the things I've thought about over the last 3 or 4 months in deciding if there's a pathway to run.
What do you think is
that I've come up with the people and walking the state and talking to people and having them say, Steve, you know, I know who you are. You know, I believe in you. We haven't had a voice that we think will stand up for us in Washington.
What do you think has gone wrong in this state? I realize you're running for a national office, but clearly you feel like jumping in because of the condition of the state.
Yeah, absolutely. I think in any situation where you have an imbalance and that imbalance isn't challenged and it continues to grow, it entrenches and all of a sudden, you know, 2 years become five, become 10, become decades. And I think that's what's happened over time in California. It's so easy to be complacent here. You know, we've got the great weather. We have one of the great environments in the world. We have arguably the greatest agricultural regions in the world. We've got the ocean. We've got mountains. We've got skiing. I live in the desert. All these things make it easy for life to just roll along until all of a sudden you realize that maybe those voices that you elected, those career politicians, aren't telling us the truth. Maybe they're telling us that, you know, take this. This is good for you. You know, this will be fine. And then all of a sudden you realize that it's not good for you, that inflation and the economy has now started to put a stranglehold on the family and on daily living. And you think, well, wait a minute, but I have nobody that's got a voice that'll speak up for me. You know, we've got representatives that are what's important to them is the business of politics. How about somebody that sticks up for the right policies that allow us to get out of this inflation and economy so that we get our heads above water again, we start being able to save some money, start to be able to save for the education of our children. You know, let's get back to $3 a gallon instead of $6 a gallon. Let's get back to the other day I got, I think it was you know, some kind of peanut M&Ms, and a small bag was $4.35, I think. And it used to be $1.60. I mean, you know, people said, this is crazy. This isn't the California that, you know, that I've grown to love. And for me, you know, coming into California in the 70s and 80s, it was the heartbeat of America. This is where everybody came to have their dreams fulfilled and to start a family and the great schools and be able to ski one day and surf the next. So, you know, as I listen to people and they pour their souls out to me as to the frustration, I suddenly realize if there is no voice, maybe somebody who's been blessed like me can stand up and go after probably the single most difficult senatorial seat in the country because it's worth it. Maybe I can make a difference.
What do they talk to you about apart from the economy and inflation, which is bad, but the quality of life issues in this state? You must be getting an earful on the homelessness, absolutely, the crime, the drug addiction, just the insanity. Where most people I know who live on the West Side are afraid to leave their house to go to the grocery store or go to the restaurant. They don't know what they're going to run into.
Absolutely. And that starts with when I would ask somebody, tell me about your life. Tell me about your frustrations. They would spend 5, 10, 15 minutes with somebody that, you know, they've heard of, maybe they didn't see me play, but, you know, somebody that's asking, pouring out their frustration and then they'd say, you know, Steve, thanks for asking me. You know, the people we elect don't ask me. They tell me. You've actually asked. You seem like you really care about me and my family. I said, absolutely. And you're right. Let's start with crime. Not crime downtown in San Francisco and L.A. and other crime in your neighborhood. And that comes in a variety of different shapes and forms. When you can steal $900 worth of goods and not be prosecuted, something's wrong. I mean, we've got to get back to law and order. We've got to get back to, and I did a drive along the other day in the San Fernando Valley with the sheriff. And there's not a tremendous amount of crime, but, you know, this is also the gateway on I-10, you know, east towards Phoenix and Mexico for drug smugglers and everything. But they were talking about, I said, where does the crime that you do have? They said it's all about drugs. It's all about the influence of drugs in the communities. The significant amplification of it over these last 4, 5, 10 years. They said, we've got to stop it. We've got to stop the influx of drugs. We've got to cut it off at the source. And when you talk about fentanyl, the huge source is China. You got to do something about that. But getting back to law and order, you know, they said our biggest frustration, we've got the equipment. You know, we've got great education. But when we go out and catch a criminal and we take him to the station and we go in, and they have to be checked medically first, and then they go over and you know, do all the paperwork. They said by the time we finish the paperwork and we look out and see him walking in the parking lot, that's demoralizing. So, you know, let's get back to doing the right thing. We've got laws. Let's enforce them. We capture the criminals. You know, let's take them to justice.
Can you hold on another segment?
Yeah,
you got
absolutely.
The time? All right, hang on. We're talking to former Dodger superstar Steve Garvey, who's running as a Republican for the Senate nomination to replace Dianne Feinstein's seat. Yeah.
Now, this will be the primary coming up next March, where the top two advance to November. And, of course, there's three big Democrats running. We got more with Steve coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640 live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We continue for a second segment with Steve Garvey, former Dodger great, who as of today is a candidate for U.S. Senate as a Republican to fill Dianne Feinstein's seat. He's going to be up against three major Democratic names. He'll be the biggest Republican name on the ballot. And
Steve, let me just ask you this. What about the border? Sure. What's your take on the situation with this many migrants coming into the country and the Biden administration's handling of the U.S.-Mexico border?
You know, I think it's a tremendous stress. Again, we talk about law and order. The millions of illegal immigrants that are coming into this country, they obviously haven't been processed to nearly the degree that needs to happen. And we're going to see a continual growth in crime throughout the United States. Can you imagine living on the border in you know, Texas, Arizona, California, and having this many people who we really don't know who they are coming into the United States, and especially with what's happened recently with Israel? And we pray for them. We stand next to Israel. But they're a prime example of an adversary who knows, and I think we detected, you know, terrorists coming into the country earlier this year. So it all goes back to getting back to law and order, whether it's domestically in the cities and streets, or it's on our borders.
When you look at the world right now, and you know, you're old enough to know what America's traditional place in the world was, it seems like we're weak, unfocused, obsessed on strange issues at home, and all the bad guys are taking advantage of our weakness and our distraction. How do you see it?
Amen. Ditto. I mean, that's what's happening now. Is everyday life in America with our leaders and a dysfunctional Washington a deterrent for our adversaries around the world? Absolutely not. They watch us every day. They monitor life in America every day. And they essentially see the beginning of an implosion within the United States. And I'm a big believer in national defense. I believe everything else pales in comparison to not having, a safe country and borders. But right now, there's so much dysfunction. And I said before, our politicians are playing the business of politics when they should be more concerned about the safety and security and the perception of the United States around the world. You know, we talk about strength through peace or peace through strength. You know, they're looking at certain weaknesses, the inability for leaders to get along, to do make bipartisan decisions. If you turn TV on, take a look last week, if you saw this preliminary inquiry into, you know,
impeachment with Biden. Whatever.
Impeachment. Yeah. I've spoken too much today. Thanks. It was actually embarrassing to see, you know, members of the House going after each other when they had three experts in Jonathan Turley, who I really admire, and then to almost talk down to them and disrespect them. I was, what has this come to? These are the people we elect. These are our leaders. We're devoid of leadership in this country and a pipeline to leadership.
Just one more thing. We only got another minute. I don't mean to cut you off, but you're going to run in a state that's 2-1 Democrat over Republican. You're running as a Republican, although you might find out you have an unusual mix of views. But when you're running as a Republican in a state that's 2-1, many people just automatically vote for the D or vote for the R. How are you going to cut through and get people in the middle, get people who are leaning a bit to take a chance on you?
Yeah, thanks. Because I'm going to talk about these daily issues that really affect their lives. And what they've been told by supposedly their leaders is just not true. You know, I'm going to get some conservative votes. I'm running a Steve Harvey campaign. Nobody's talked to the people like this, that they're actually, I'm going to stand up and I'm going to address all the issues. And people don't want to talk about, you know, they can't afford to talk about how great the state is because it isn't. They can't afford to talk about, oh, this great, you know, country, city on the hill, when it's got so much rancid actions between the people. You know, they need somebody that's going to stand up, who's got common sense, who has passion for people, who is willing to go out. I'm 74, I'm in great shape. I think I'm a sound mind for the next 6 years of one campaign to bring people together again, get back to we the people, who this country really is. And I'm willing to do that. It's going to be tough. They're going to fling bows and arrows at me, but that won't deter what I truly believe in. That's being a voice for the people of this state and this country. So they get back to being this fabulous place that I knew that was a heartbeat, both as a city and as a country.
How can people find out more about your campaign, Steve?
I thought you'd never ask. SteveGarvey.com. I think people love the site. It talks about my beginnings as a bad boy with Vince Scully doing narration to, you know, policy beliefs today, to who I am. We want them engaged to, you know, with Team Garvey. This is going to take a team effort. We're going to have to stand together. And one of our themes is, you know, Tommy Lasorda, the great manager and like a father figure. He used to say, you know, yell to the top of his lungs in the clubhouse, you got to believe. And that's what this campaign is going to be about. People say I can't win. But if the people say, the true people of this state say that they believe that I can, they believe in me, we're going to win this.
All right. I'm sure we'll be talking to you again before March. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks so much. Take care.
SteveGarvey.com. That's Steve Garvey, the Dodger legend. And he's running for U.S. Senate in the Feinstein seat. More coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls. Finish up that presentation or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
You're listening to John and Ken on Demand from KFI AM 640.
After 4 o'clock, John and Ken on Demand is the name of the podcast. Same as the radio show, and you can listen to what you missed. And if you're just tuning in, you missed a half hour with Steve Garvey.
Yeah, about that. He wants to be our next senator. So check it out, stevegarvey.com. If you want to learn more about his campaign. Not a big surprise since we heard this rumor a couple of months ago, but he's jumping in. The Moist Line is coming back in 3 days. You can leave your message using the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86. Well, now we go to another big story here locally in Southern California. We're going to bring on Steve Gregory, KFI News, to tell us what happened. Apparently, some deputies were injured, a couple of them critically. This was at a training facility. Steve?
Steve Gregory.
Hello.
What are we getting, by phone or by another connection?
Is he going to paraglide in? Or?
Well, we don't have a connection to Steve anywhere at the moment.
Oh, okay. I was told 2:30. Was that wrong?
Yes. That's what
I was told as well.
We were all told 2:30, but I don't see anything lit up.
None of you lined him up for no. You see, he walks into the room, right?
Wait, here he is.
Sorry, guys.
Look who's here now.
He is in the room. Okay.
He is in the room. That's why he wasn't on any of the lines.
That's right, because he's nearby. But
we're looking all over.
He's
for
covering
you.
All this breaking news.
Yeah, you know, you must have something new then, right?
I'm working on something else right now that I have to wait to talk about. I will put it this way. It's a whistleblower case involving county probation and a fentanyl drug ring inside the juvenile halls.
Holy crap.
Oh, nice. All right.
Yeah. So I apologize, but I was on with a source, and I looked up and I went, oh, and I said the S word. I got to go. I hung up. Sorry, guys.
That's okay. Sorry. You're able to handle this story right now then and give us an update on what happened with the sheriff's deputies?
Yeah, so around 9:30 this morning, a fire was reported just outside the Pitches Detention Center, which is up in Castaic. And Pitches Detention Center, for those that don't know, very large, sprawling campus that the sheriff's department has used for many years for medium-level security. And they have these mobile firearms training and certification trailers. They're these big semi-trailers. And there's a few of them around the county. And the reason that these are important is because the department is so large. When you think about more than 10,000 peace officers that have to recertify every quarter, that's a lot of recertifying. So people are recertifying pretty much every day. And so they take these trailers around and they'll park them at the different stations, some 20-something stations around LA County. And then that way the deputies can go into these trailers and do their recertification. Something went wrong this morning. There were two deputies inside. One was a range instructor and one was not. So presumably that person that was not was in there to recertify. And that deputy is from the Pitches Detention Center. And something happened. It was initially reported that an explosion happened. And now come to find out, it may have just been kind of like a flash fire. And this flash fire erupted, and these two deputies were injured, critically injured. They remain in critical condition at Mayo Hospital and Henry Mayo. And now they're just trying to figure out what the hell happened. And the fire is still going on as we speak because they can't get in there. It's so hot in there because imagine inside the semi-trailer that's been modified with soundproofing, electronics, and all kinds of apparatus in there, and live ammunition. So it's still hot in there, and they're afraid to go in there because of the live fire in there, the live ammunition.
Right. Yeah. That could start exploding.
Yeah. So, and firefighters have just kind of got to wait for it to cool down so it's safe enough to get in there. And they've got arson and bomb explosive investigators on scene, too, and they can't get in there until the thing cools down either.
So they don't have an obvious theory as to what might have happened?
No, this is a very unusual one. The only thing that I was speaking to somebody that with a little bit of knowledge of these trailers, and the only thing that they can think of is that something electronic happened, some electronic fire of some kind that backfired or misfired or something and ignited something else and caused a fire, and the fire just grew from inside, because then presumably all of that soundproofing material is probably flammable of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just sort of spread. And then,
so what did they actually do inside that trailer?
It's two shooting fire ranges. I mean, so it's, have you seen, you've been out to the range?
Yeah.
So imagine there's two firing lanes inside
a trailer.
That's why they do that, because there would not be enough time and enough resources for all the deputies in the department every quarter to come to one facility and recertify.
Oh, I thought everything was done outdoors with.
There are
cardboard cutouts.
There are some of those ranges are like
okay,
that.
Okay, and so what would the electronics be?
Well, the electronics would be keeping track of the shots fired, the scoring, or you know, maybe the target that's put up, and then you hit it and it moves the target back down to the end.
Right.
It's got that spring action on the top. So it could be all of that kind of stuff. There could be some sort of LED lighting in there. There's probably electrical in there. It probably keeps track of everything. I mean, I can't remember. The last time I was in one of those trailers, it was a simulator. It wasn't a live fire training trailer.
Mm-hmm.
These are live fire training trailers. So presumably there must have been sort of electronical consoles or some sort of electrical outlets or something in there. That's the only thing that I can think of.
I just wonder what material would burn long like that.
It would be probably the fireproofing. And then whatever rubberized material or whatever, you know, material they put in there to receive the ammunition, you know, that it bounces off of.
Yeah.
But, and then the electronics themselves are probably, you know, that stuff's petroleum based and that stuff's going to, you know, and I don't know whether these deputies were actually burned or whether they had inhalation. Mm-hmm. The doctor at the Mayo, Henry Mayo, wouldn't say what the specific injuries were. He said they were consistent with this kind of an accident. So that didn't really tell us anything. So I don't know whether they actually have burns on their skin or whether they just breathe in toxic material.
All right.
Well, all right, sorry. Does that help out?
No, it does.
Okay.
It does. You get back to your breathless news.
Now, man.
Boy, how far did you run? Because
I ran all the way from across the hall.
Could you imagine?
So it's like about 10
oxygen.
Feet, huh?
Oh, man. You have no idea when you're running with a cheeseburger in one hand and a Diet Coke in the other.
Wait, you need a tank?
You made your own food joke. Couldn't resist.
All right. Bye, guys.
Yeah. Hi, Steve Gregory, covering many things for KFI News, and one of them, of course,
you're not going to see him at any Olympic track events this year, I know. That's a disappointment.
Fire inside a mobile shooting range at the Pitches Detention Center in Castaic severely burns a couple of deputies. One report said that it was some sort of ammunition supplies that caught fire. But obviously, this story is going to play out. It only happened a few hours ago. So we'll update you if we know any more. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere. iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
There's supposedly a pro-Israel rally going on Wilshire Boulevard by the federal building. We had the organizer of that rally on earlier in the show, and we're going to talk with Chris Adler from KFI News, who's at the scene. And that'll come up right after 3.
All right. We had mentioned this story yesterday, and now we have an actual television station report on it. It's from that category of some people who run stores or work at stores are beginning to fight back against the thieves. This is a Manhattan Beach jewelry store, and it was another attempted robbery. It turns out it was 5 guys that came in with hoodies, and of course, a jewelry store, they just start smashing and trying to grab the goods. So we get the report from ABC7 reporter Shayla Girardin.
Chaos erupting in a Manhattan Beach jewelry store as crooks break in, smashing the glass with hammers and stealing jewelry. The robbery happening Saturday afternoon at Prestige Jewelers in Manhattan Beach. You can see the five crooks dressed in hooded sweatshirts sprinting into the store with empty bags. Seconds later, filling those bags with boxes of jewelry as terrified shoppers watch. Finally, a store employee using a handgun to fire toward the suspects as they run away. The store was the target of a similar robbery in 2014. The suspects wearing ski masks and stealing several items of jewelry. Today's incident comes on the heels of numerous smash and grabs, including this attempt in August. The suspect entering an El Monte jewelry store and smashes, but is grabbed by the family that owns the store, running away empty-handed and shirtless. Just last month, the LA County Board of Supervisors responding to the issue, voting to allow the Sheriff's Department to accept a $15.6 million state grant to support the department's organized retail theft task force.
Don't buy this stuff. Don't buy this stuff. And don't get caught either selling it or buying it, because you could be arrested for it.
Now, we do not know if those suspects were hit by the gunfire, but anyone with information is asked to reach out to Manhattan Beach Police.
Yeah, I just looked at the video. They work quickly, all right? They're wearing hoodies, gloves, masks. Five of them come in. Looks like a sixth one actually holds the door open for them so they can make their quick entrance and their quick getaway. And they immediately sort of crouch down and just start smashing the cases and grabbing the little boxes of jewels and sticking them into the bag. But it isn't too long before you don't see it, you hear it. And they all turn and just go charging out of there. And eventually the guy that fired the shot comes around. They pixelated his face, so you couldn't identify the employee, but you can see him holding the gun as he walked around the counter and just stood there. So, I mean, this is 12:30 in the afternoon Saturday at a jewelry store in Manhattan Beach.
So this is what owners and employees have to do, is start firing bullets after.
And there's
going
to be casualties on both sides. Yeah. You're going to have to accept that, but this is the war we're in.
But that was Luna there, right?
That was Robert Luna talking about don't buy this stuff.
Looney Luna, I think, is going to be his new nickname. How?
I thought he was Sheriff Puppet.
He's Sheriff, Sheriff Looney Puppet. How Looney the Puppet. Hell is somebody supposed to know that they're buying stolen stuff when you go on eBay, you go online? That's where a lot of this stuff is being sold. We just talked about it the other day.
Yeah, right. There must be some tells that you might, if you care, that you might be able to figure out, especially if they're really marked down.
But the bad guys who are maybe buying this stuff on the street, they're not listening to Looney Luna here. They're not listening to him.
Well, they think innocent people just go on eBay and say, look at that gorgeous diamond ring. It's really a good price.
That story the other day,
was stolen from a jewelry store.
There was a pastor. A pastor who
The Wall Street Journal did a great story on Home Depot found this pastor who was operating a big retail theft ring.
Yeah, he's got a fencing operation. He's selling things on eBay, and the name of his company is Anointed Liquidators. Now, obviously a joke to him, but the average person isn't going to know. And Luna should be screaming about George Gascon letting these characters out, because if they're wearing hoodies and masks, they're never going to be identified. They can do this infinitely because there's no consequences.
We have to ask ourselves, why is this happening? You're right. And it has to be there are no consequences. That's what's happening in the real world. It's the same reason that the border's being rushed by migrants, because word just gets out, and the way they communicate, social media, whatever, that come, America's open. Same thing is happening in California, particularly in L.A. County. Open season. Steal stuff.
No, and people are not getting this. I know everybody's complaining and afraid, but you're not actually getting involved to change who gets elected to office.
Who writes these laws.
I mean, there's got to be a watershed coming up where all these incumbents get flushed once and for all.
Well, I think if we start with this DA in March, this George Gascon, clearly starts the take back.
By the way,
that's what I think.
Did you see Eric Siddall's release today? He's one of the deputy DAs running.
No, he's running for against Gascon's Gascon. Job, right.
Yes.
Yeah, apparently he's not happy about these protests.
Well, you can't overplay this. The Democratic Socialists of America is this radical political organization, and they backed three sitting city council members and George Gascon, and they back Hamas. against Israel. All right? Well, and so Sidal writes, the Democratic Socialists of America, Los Angeles, are on the side of terrorists who murdered and kidnapped over 900 innocent Israeli civilians, even babies. 11 Americans were killed. This is the same organization who endorsed, promoted, and vigorously campaigned for to help elect George Gascon. Gascon must pick a side. Either he sides with the Democratic Socialists of America or he's against them. I mean, this is what we're dealing with here. The worst, most radical political elements out there, anarchists, and we have a district attorney who's a puppet of this crowd.
All right, we got more coming up. We will, of course, be talking about Hamas and Israel next. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark, live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to The John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at NerdWallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.